Hello?
Hello? Am I speaking with Mary?
Yeah, this is
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
This is Nadine Medina. I'm with Local Splash, the company that's currently managing your management with the Google Business Profile and our other products. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So I here work at Local Splash, but I'm in the department called Google Guaranteed. And so I was looking at your account. I know you've been with us about 6 months now, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Okay. And I know we're currently managing the website, the Google Business Profile with First Page Placement, which is our local SEO, directory submission, Bing as well, and Facebook advertising.
Correct.
So there's a program that I wanted to share with you, and because I'm part of the upgrades department, and I want to see if you guys might possibly qualify for it, and I'd love to share that information with you, but I know they have you as a point of contact, so that's why I was reaching out. Okay?
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you've ever heard or if you've ever seen, when you do a search on Google, there's at the very top of the page, it says Google Guaranteed Sponsored Ads, and they have a green check mark. Does that sound familiar? Okay, perfect. So Google Guaranteed, what that is a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. Okay, you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. However, there are requirements that Google requires, because what they do is they put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if I would say, like, Google's guaranteeing your work, right? And that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. Now, they do require that you guys have at least 5 Google reviews, which I see that you guys have 5 of them, actually, on your Google Business Profile. So great job on that. 5 stars.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it.
Good. I encourage you, get more. It's the modern day word of mouth. Now, but I know sometimes it's kind of difficult, right? Because you go from one job to the next, and a veces, like, when you ask them, they're like, yeah, we'll leave you a review, but then it's like they don't. You know?
Yeah, or just ask for those reviews is kind of where it's at. Yeah,
yeah,
you just forget
exactly
to ask for them. Yeah, and that's what Victor's like. I told him, keep asking for them, and he just keeps going with the role and the job, and he does it. So I kind of helped him get those reviews, like, okay, push them, get these clients to ask. You know,
you have access to the client dashboard, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Do you know that there's a way you can go through the client dashboard, go to the reviews, and request them by putting their email address or even putting their phone number, and it'll automatically send them a link?
Oh, I'm going to go in and do it then. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want, I can take a few minutes to show you how to do that before we hang up and stuff, okay? I'll show you. It's real simple. It's an easy tool for you in case, si le olvide, right? You know, Victor forgets, at least you can go in there and just kind of send it off yourself. So other requirements that they'll ask for is a background check. So what they want to do is just make sure that, you know, Victor doesn't have any felonies, right? They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. They're not even looking at his credit. To run the background check, there's a couple different ways. One is they do ask for the social security number. Okay.
Okay.
If he does not have a social security number, like a U.S. social, then if he has an EIN, we can use the EIN in place, or if he has an ITIN, the ITIN, we can use that as well. Okay. If he has a social, we prefer to use that, but if he doesn't, we can use one of those other two that
I
mentioned.
The business EIN too. That was okay.
Okay. So they also require the California State Class B General Building Contractor License. Is that the license that he carries?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I'm assuming he probably has more than what the state requires, but they want him to have $250,000 general liability insurance. They're not looking for more than
$2 million. Yeah, he has $2 million. Yeah,
beautiful. Okay. He does not have to endorse Google on there. Okay. It's only they just need the proof that he has insurance. Okay.
Got it.
There is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable. And the reason I say that is because, let's just say there was a felony and he did not disclose it, Google's going to disqualify him. So I like to be very upfront. Not to accuse him. I'm sure he has a clean record in the last seven years, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Now, once he gets approved, I'll tell you, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for him to get approved. But once he gets approved, we'll notify you, okay? Because we'll activate the leads in 3 days, unless if you guys say otherwise, activate them next month or activate them on this date or actually activate them now, okay? So I'm going to go over that cost with you. One question that I have, I'm assuming he's, you know, and I'm looking at keywords and search phrases, but I do want to, does he do accessory buildings like garages, garage ports?
Yeah, he can.
Okay. Does, and I'm assuming kitchen, bathroom remodels, full house remodels, right? Yeah. Renovations, interior and exterior services?
Yeah.
Okay. Any type of roofing?
I don't think he does roof. Well, roof and installation, he probably doesn't, but he does repairs, I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What about, let me see this other one, and I'll tell you why I'm asking these when I'm explaining how it all works. What about foundation and concrete?
Yes, he does.
Decks and patios?
Yes.
Home building?
Yes.
Home addition?
Yes.
And what about commercial projects?
He has done some on the kind of the residential side. I don't know that he has like done for businesses, like building infrastructures, stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know if he does.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No worries. Even if it was like, let's say it was a commercial remodel, would he
do
that?
Oh yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are the subcategories that are under the Google guaranteed for the general contractor. So, he could get approved in 3 weeks. I've seen some get approved earlier, but it's all going to depend on how quickly you guys submit the application and respond to the background check. Okay. Once he gets approved, like I said, we'll follow up to confirm that you guys have been approved and that we're going to activate the leads in 3 days. Or like I said, we activate them according to what, when you want them done. To activate the leads. Okay. It's $1,460, and this is going to give him up to 13 leads in the month, okay? Now, he's got that $1,460 in the budget. When a lead comes through, that direct call is going to deduct the $112 of the lead cost, right? But so let's say, yes. Now, let's say someone called him to repair some plumbing. Right? To repair a toilet. That's not part of his services. Google's going to credit the lead back to him. It's considered unqualified. Okay. Let's say someone called him to, let's say they called him from Ventura County, right? That's not part of the service area. Sorry. As long as he doesn't accept the job, Google's going to credit it back. It's unqualified. Okay. If someone called to solicitate him or to see if he's hiring, those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. When it is considered a qualified lead is if he discussed pricing over the phone, like you guys gave an estimate, or if he set up an appointment to go give an estimate, that is a qualified lead, okay? Now, Google will assign a special tracking number that's linked to his phone. The calls are recorded. So when a call comes through, they have a special AI system that will recognize what was qualified and what wasn't. If for some reason one happened to slip by, we dispute it with Google on your behalf, Mary, to get that lead credited back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's just say he only got one lead in the month. What's left over in that budget of the $1,460, what's left over, that's going to roll over to the next month. So next month, he's not going to pay $1,460 again. What he's going to pay is $112 for the lead that he received the month before because it rolls over. So basically, we're just wanting him to replenish back to his budget being $1,460. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, let's say he's going on vacation or he just is bombarded with work. He can't handle more leads. You call us and say, shut them off, and we shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if when we shut off the leads, you'd only receive two, when you call back to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Okay.
So the $1,460 will be paid again if he exceeded this 13 leads that he
if
got,
he
whatever
got
the
that
paper,
13,
paper
yeah.
leads was. Yeah.
If he got the 13 okay. leads, it's not going to go past the 13 leads, right?
Yeah.
Once he gets
yeah.
the 13
yeah.
leads, then you know next month he'll pay the $1,460 again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the other thing is he has the ability to pause and unpause the leads as many times as he needs to and for as long as he needs to, okay? Even
mm-hmm.
if he pauses his leads and the leads are off, he's going to rotate towards the bottom of the Google Guaranteed program, which means he won't have the tracking number. It'll revert to his phone number. So if someone called him from there, he's not getting charged for that lead because his leads are on pause. Make
okay.
sense?
Okay. Yeah. But
now
he obviously won't get it, but because it's off, right?
Well, no, because here's the thing. Let's say his leads are off, right? Instead of it
mm-hmm.
showing the tracking number, it's going to show his actual phone number. Okay. And let's
oh,
say
okay.
I'm on the Google Guaranteed profiles and I see his and I see his phone number and I click on it, even though the green check mark is not there, the green check mark means the leads are on. So if the green check mark's not there, I'm going to see his phone number. I'm going to click on his number. I'm calling him, but he's not being charged for the lead because his leads are off. But he could still get a call. It is possible. He's just not
okay.
getting charged for it. Okay.
Okay.
He'll have a tracking and reporting system, the same as what he has with us currently, so
mm-hmm.
he can track which ones were qualified and which ones weren't. It's still managed by keywords and search terms, the same way we manage his profile. Even though they're two separate
mm-hmm.
programs, those same five reviews on his Google Business profile are also going to show up on his Google Guaranteed profile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He can choose the hours and days that he wants those leads turned on. He can select the specific areas that he wants to target, whether he wants
mm-hmm.
to target, I don't know, by city, maybe he wants to target by county or some zip codes where he knows there's
mm-hmm.
a higher end income for the type of service that he provides, you know, more
mm-hmm.
quality type of work. He can do that too. So it's an excellent program and it'll really show on that profile, it'll show the areas that he serves, his services, his reviews, more details about his company, pictures. It's also going to show that he passed the background check, license check, and that he's insured. So a veces,
mm-hmm.
the people like se animan más with the Google Guarantee
when
because
they
know
honor.
That he's
yeah.
been approved. They know what it takes
yeah.
and they know about the $2,000 additional that Google will put up for them even selecting his company, right? It's kind of like an insurance for them, like, okay, Google approved them. So it makes
yeah,
them
yeah.
more
referring,
receptive. Almost
yeah,
like referring you guys.
From
yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, like I said, it's an excellent program. We start you off with the minimum because we want you to see first how the program works before you guys say,
mm-hmm.
hey, we want up to 20 leads in the month or, hey, we want up to 40 leads in the month. So you can
yeah.
always change how many leads you're receiving in the month. 13 is going to be the minimum. So,
okay.
like, let's say you wanted up to 20 leads, the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead.
Yeah, not the
okay.
cost per lead. And
yeah.
the lead, obviously, the lead quality as well, right?
Like,
we won't
exactly.
know the lead quality.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with it because I did, obviously, I've been in property management, and we had to do the paper click or
yeah.
For Google and apartments.
How'd you like
so
that,
going
the
into
paper
the
click?
It was good. I like the fact that we had the analytics where we were able to actually go
mm-hmm.
in and see how they were performing. And if it wasn't working for us, we were able to turn off and turn on keywords and just really track when our traffic was coming in and so forth and so forth. And
yeah.
adjusting our budget as well, right? How we wanted it. If we needed a bigger, you know, a higher program or, you know, less
yeah.
exposure, whatever. We had that ability to do that too. It wasn't as expensive, obviously, as this. That was a lot
yeah.
cheaper, obviously, at the level of that. Of the contract that the company had, it was a bigger company.
Right.
But I think Google was one, and then there was another one. Obviously, it's housing, so it's a different type of
yeah.
industry, right? So, uh-huh. but I think it was pretty good. I just need to talk to Victor, obviously, to see if this is. It's obviously there's a lot of pros, right? And there's some cons
yes.
in consideration too. So I can talk to him about it, and knowing that we have to obviously the minimum is 13 leads with the $1,460 or $65 a month.
$1,460, and I'll send it to you in
yeah.
the email too.
Okay, yeah.
And I know that the cons, like, I think maybe a con for you guys would be the cost, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because it's a smaller company right now. We're building it, right? So, yes, we want the leads, but we've been trying the ins and outs, right, which is postcards and door hangers and all that stuff, right, trying to get that exposure. And, yes, putting on platforms and getting the Better Business Barrier approved, like all that stuff, getting the reviews and, you know, on Yelp and Google and all that stuff, right, getting the exposures. So we kind of been doing it slowly, but in the right path, right? And now this is like the extra that we would have or need to kind of give us the extra boost, right, when it comes to Google. But I do have to talk to him about that. And see
And we do.
Worth putting into.
Yeah, and Google Ads are great too, right? Google Ads, you know, they run on a rotation. We also run Google Ads as well. With Google Ads, we ask you to, at least for a minimum of $300 investment. You don't incur the cost per click because we manage it, right? What I love about Google Guaranteed is even if you guys get approved, right, it doesn't mean necessarily that you have to activate your leads right then and there, right?
Yeah, okay.
But I know that it's, to activate them, it's a large investment. We're talking $1,460, right?
Yeah.
However, depending on what you receive in the first month is going to determine what you pay the following month, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and you still have more control over when you need them off and on, you know? Of course, it's separate from what you guys currently have. If you felt like when you got approved that you wanted to, you know, kind of put the other program on hold, you can do that. Right?
Okay.
And just do the Google Guaranteed. You always have those options. But you also have where you can run both programs, but you always know that you have that minimum, well, the monthly cost, right?
Yeah.
Of the flat rate of the $299 a month. And then, of course, then the Google Guaranteed. So I guess my question for you, Mary, is like, I mean, how, like, what's your interest level being from 1 to 10?
I mean, I do like it. I do like it. I think right now is the, you know, the concerns or the cons that I would have and have to talk to Victor about is because, like I said, I worked in the property management industry and we also had pay per lead, right? Which is we had a referral come in and we had to pay. It was for that type. It was $100. But we would have disputes over if it really did come from them or if it didn't, if they were actually mentioned it. So there was a lot of back and forth that we had to end up paying for it, which it wasn't even a real lead or they came in through another referral basis, but they just called through that number, like just to get paid, you know, stuff like that. So, I'll have to talk to him about, you know, how, and I guess what we need to know is how do we know or control that, yes, they actually came through Google. That's the first point of reference. It's not just a lead that, you know, Google wants to charge us for, right? Where they found us through another way and just ended up doing it that way. I mean, I guess that's kind of like some other.
So the tracking number with the Google Guaranteed is not a number that we assign. It's going to be a number that Google will assign to you. We don't do the assignment of it. I know, and I can get confirmation on that. Because a call is recorded, right?
Okay.
It's how Google is going to know what was qualified and what wasn't. The great thing about this, too, is that we're managing it for you. So we're also keeping an eye. So we're also seeing is like, hey, that seems like it was an unqualified lead. You're not calling us and saying, oh, my gosh, I need you guys to dispute it. They weren't even calling about our service. We're going to automatically go in there and dispute it ourselves on your behalf. Because we don't want you being charged for a lead that wasn't qualified, right?
Yeah.
So
that would be one of the concerns. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the good thing about the fact that the call is recorded for that specific reason. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So again, you know, we manage it and I will tell you, Google Guaranteed is one of Google's better products. And I say that because I see this.
I think so.
And I'll tell you, I would offer it before I would even offer you Google Ads. And I love Google Ads. They're great.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
But
and
for
I think
him especially,
yeah.
I think this would be the better product for him rather than Google Ads. Because Google Ads, you can end up with a bunch of clicks and no conversions. Right?
No conversions. That is true.
Yeah. You know? But
I think I'm going to talk to him about it because it sounds like a really good program. I really appreciate all the feedback and the information.
Yeah, of course.
It helped me talk it over with him and really know if this is what we want to now go into moving towards and now have it, you know, started at our business and that way it can help us with the leads. But we have to think about all the pros and cons, right? And
of course.
At this moment, not that it's not a bad, not that it's a bad thing or a bad program. It's just the timing for the business itself right now, right?
Yeah.
And I also obviously, you know, thank you for calling me and giving me this information. And it's a great opportunity for me to kind of ask you quickly. I don't know if you're the one that would help me with that too, but when he signed up for Local Splash to get, you know, the program set up and everything, he told me, I don't know if he got all the information, if that's correct or not, but he said, oh, you know, they were going to manage our like our social media and start posting there and then get, they promised that they were going to have leads. He does get a lot of, I want to say non-real leads. Like he gets clicks or emails or inquiries or messages from Facebook.
Okay.
He's like, are you selling a house? Are you, do you have food? Like stuff, random stuff like that. And I'm like, how the hell and how do we control that? Because that's nowhere near a lead of what you need. Like this is just random people just sending a message on Facebook and that's all he's got. He hasn't got anything from Local Splash at all.
Yeah. I'm right now looking through his client dashboard. So the way Facebook works, right? Busco lujos yo solo. Que me estaba establida. I don't know what this person's telling him. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No inglés.
Yeah.
I'm looking through some of these, looking for an apartment. What?
Yeah.
Oh my,
yeah. Like random stuff has nothing. Cause I'm like, oh, you got some leads. And then when he's like, no.
And then when you look at him, you're like, you're like,
no.
So, so not too soon.
I know.
But my family.
And I'm going in the
what
dashboard
does that mean?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm
okay.
Going in the dashboard. I'm like, this is nothing.
Foundation work. Like lifting 400 square feet residency and forming and pouring a new foundation.
And he calls and then it goes nowhere. Like there's nothing there. Like it's like nothing. Like, I don't know if it's just spam or whatever it is.
It's probably spam, but here's the thing. I'm still going to have the team take a look at his ads by stopping these ugly messages.
Yes, please.
What
he needs to have
world?
A little more control on that. Yeah, like whatever
is
being provided out there.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So let me do this. I'm going to have the team reach out to you, and I'm glad that we called, that I'm speaking with you because this is going to help me help you with a couple of things. So let me put on here. Mary is stating.
Yeah, and you guys can always call me because I'm a little bit more expert. I want to say experienced with these type of things than Victor does. So it'll be easier to speak to me, and then I'll pass it on to him, and then we'll chat.
I'm going to say, please call her and discuss the keywords and Facebook ad campaigns. Okay. So basically.
Yeah, because he hasn't gotten anything. And it's a little disappointed because he's obviously paying. Yes, he has a website. You guys are doing that.
Yeah.
He has that running. But it's disappointing when he hasn't gotten anything. And it's been a while since he has Local Splash. So.
Yeah. It's been 6 months.
We've been doing a lot on our end to try to get something. And even like that, it's been a little challenging, but we've been doing a lot of our end stuff.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to have the team review the account, have them reach out to you to kind of go over all of that. Maybe they can create a type of campaign on Facebook. I don't know, maybe something different to help generate more calls for him. So I know with the Facebook ads, right, when he gets a call, so when his Facebook ad appears, then you're probably familiar, you know, someone's done the search on Google, then they go to Facebook, looking at pictures or stories, his ad would appear, right? We can run those ads, okay, to target an audience by interest, income level, or an audience by location, okay? He can select by city, whichever he prefers, right? Also, Facebook ads, excuse me, it'll give the breakdown. Like, you can go into the client dashboard. And you can actually see, like on this Facebook ad, it says, from blueprint to reality, we make every build a masterpiece. Our services include remodeling, house renovation, garage additions, home improvement, new home builder, and more. And then it'll say, ready to start your next chapter, reach out now and let's build something extraordinary. And then there's like photos, right, of some of the
and
work that
awesome.
You've done.
Yeah. And that's awesome.
So
and I think
maybe
another...
they need to kind of change, because it'll say chat in message. So that message mm-hmm. will go to his Facebook Messenger, but if he doesn't have mm-hmm. it open, you know, you access it through the client dashboard,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, you can also request through the client dashboard if you want to change it. It'll say request changes.
Okay.
So that way the
okay.
team can reach out to you. So basically, I mean, his number of impressions are like really good. So it even gives a breakdown of the age group. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with
again,
the age
you know,
group.
How is it
yeah.
really focusing on the target of audience that
exactly.
we want, right, or we need?
And
that's
why
the
I want the team.
Of, yeah.
Yes, and that's why I want the team to go over that with you guys, okay?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. well, with you especially, and then you can kind mm-hmm. of, because you have a little bit maybe more knowledge of how everything works,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to say, please call Mary.
And another thing is, like, what cities are they promoting? Because I have Facebook, and I have never run through a ad from his business. Like,
and
I've never seen it.
So, see, if you've never looked up remodeling, okay, if
okay.
you're not
then
looking up those specific keywords,
okay.
that's probably why you don't see it. Yeah, like me.
Okay.
I was looking up the dialysis center that my husband goes to because I had to talk to the nurse and I couldn't remember her uh-huh. phone number by heart. So I just typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me because I live in Anaheim and I was searching
uh-huh.
for my desktop at home. 2 days later, I went on Facebook to do a post for our granddaughter's birthday and a Fresenius Kidney Care ad popped up and it's because they targeted me
mm-hmm.
as searching up Fresenius Kidney Care. So I get this kidney care ad. I'm like, oh my Lord. So.
Yeah, because you got it now, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah, okay.
how it would work. Okay?
I'm going to keep an eye because he would tell me the same things. Like, I haven't seen it. So I got to keep an eye and see where
yeah,
he has
yeah.
functioning.
And it'll show, yeah, because we have to track everything. Now, the
yeah.
other thing is, and let me go here. Okay. Now, for reviews, okay, what you do is you go through the client dashboard, okay?
Okay.
And at the very top, it'll say like home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights, Facebook ads, Google ads, reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Click on reviews, okay?
Okay.
Now, the reviews is going to take you, it'll actually take you to show you there's a total of 5 reviews. But if you look at the top, right, when you're looking at the reviews, it'll say General Contractor, Pittsburgh, California. It has a little link there. That link, it has these two, like it looks like two boxes. Click to copy. If you hover over it, you copy the link. And you can text it to someone or you can email it to someone or you can actually put it like on an invoice where it's embedded on there. Okay. Then it has export and then there's like a clock to get like a review history. And then it says request review. If you click on request review, you could put the customer's name, their phone number. You could also put their email address if you want. And then you hit send. It's going to send a review link either to their phone number or both their phone number and their email if you included both.
Okay.
Okay. Easy way to do it. You could do a whole bunch of them if you wanted. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I'm going to go into it and I'm going to start sending some of to the ones that we've already done work to.
Yeah.
Where we
yeah. And that would be good. So that way it can
yeah.
post on your Google Business profile. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what I'm going to do in 1 second, I'm just going to confirm the email address with you. Reviewed how to request reviews from clients. Okay. Let me go here because what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you everything that we just discussed about the Google Guaranteed program, but I just want to make sure that I send it to the right email. I have arbuilderr@gmail.com.
Yeah, that is Victor's email. Yeah. Can we only have one or can you add another one so that I can get it?
I can say I'll send it to him, but I'll CC you on it if you want. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
So this way you also, so that way you can see it, you know, because, I mean,
yeah.
sending it just to him, he's going to be like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, and he probably
like,
won't even look at it right now. And
I was just going to say, he probably won't even look at it. You know, he
yeah.
probably won't even know it's there. If he's like
yeah.
most men, you know, I don't even think they do. He doesn't even look at his email.
Oh.
I'm all, honey, can you check your email? Why? Was someone sending something? I'm like, oh my gosh, Antonio, you should check your emails regardless. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, that's our mail. That's our mail service.
Exactly. What's your email?
Send it to arbuilderpro.bayarea@gmail.com.
And Builder, you just put one R, right? Because I know Elon has two.
Yeah. That's because that's his. Yeah. arbuilderpro.bayarea@gmail.com.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to CC you on it as well.
Okay.
Sending to him, and then I'm going to CC you as well on there. So the email that you'll get, it'll be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed. So it's going to show in there is the $250 application fee. It kind of shows you how the Google Guaranteed profiles will look. I'm going to put in what the minimum monthly budget is as well as what the cost per lead is, so that way you have that there when you're explaining it to him. And then my contact information is going to be at the very bottom of that email, okay?
Okay.
Give me one second. I don't know what my computer did. It did some weird thing right now. Ay, ay, ay. That's like I'm doing one thing, and it's like all of a sudden, I tell my mom, and sometimes I do it myself. I'm like, don't keep clicking. It's thinking. And I'm over here like clicking, clicking. And then all of a sudden it's like catching up on everything that I was doing. I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, too much.
Yeah.
And then you can either reply back to the email to get back in touch with me. You can also call the 877 number that'll show on the email with my extension 623. If it is something he's interested in moving forward with, I have dashed the team to call you, Mary. To discuss that. So I'm always going to say give them 24 hours to reach out to you, but it could be sooner that they're reaching out. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Because I would want for them to review all of that with you. Okay.
But yeah. Awesome. And I'll get a chance to talk to Victor about it too.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you so much for taking the call. Yeah. Absolutely.
Likewise. Thank you.
Now listen, if I don't answer, okay. Tomorrow I am off all day because my husband's having a procedure, but I'll have access to like my emails and stuff once I get back home. So if for some reason, I don't answer you, I'll follow back up with you on Monday. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Yes. Thank you for calling.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Everything goes good with your husband.
Thank you.
Too.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.